We live in a world where persuasion has become the universal currency. Whether pitching a product or convincing your child to eat vegetables, we're all salespeople now. This transformation isn't just theoretical, it's backed by compelling evidence. A comprehensive survey of over 7,000 American workers revealed that people spend about 40% of their work time, 24 minutes of every hour, engaged in moving others. Even more telling, this persuasive aspect becomes more valuable as careers progress. Three key shifts explain this change. The explosion of entrepreneurship, with over 21 million non-employer businesses in the U.S. alone. The expansion of elastic skills in established companies. And the growth of education and healthcare, professions fundamentally about moving people. The irony? The very technologies predicted to make salespeople obsolete have instead transformed more of us into sellers by lowering barriers to entrepreneurship and connecting us in new ways. Remember that sleazy used car salesman stereotype? It wasn't entirely unfounded. For centuries, sales thrived on information asymmetry. Sellers knew more than buyers, creating environments where dishonest dealings flourished. Nobel Prize-winning economist George Akerlof's work on The Market for Lemons identified how this imbalance created market dysfunction. But today's landscape has fundamentally shifted. Buyers now research products extensively, check seller reputations, and broadcast experiences globally. Compare two car dealerships. At old-school Skay Motors, customers face high-pressure tactics and suffer from information disadvantages, allowing 24% interest rates. Meanwhile, CarMax built a $9 billion business around information symmetry. No-haggle pricing, transparent commissions, and computers positioned so both parties see the same screen. The result? SK Motors sees 8 customers all Saturday, while CarMax welcomes more than that in 15 minutes. Forget always be closing. Today's persuasion requires a new ABC framework: attunement, buoyancy, and clarity. Attunement, bringing yourself into harmony with others, begins with reducing your power. Research shows power actually diminishes perspective-taking ability, with participants in high-power positions becoming worse at reading others' emotions. As staffing agency founder Gwen Martin advises, sit in the small chair so you can sit in the big chair. Strategic mimicry boosts persuasiveness too. Retail salespeople who subtly mirror customers achieve 79% sales conversion versus 62% for non-mimickers. Surprisingly, ambiverts outperform both extroverts and introverts in sales, earning $155 per hour versus $125 and $120 respectively, by balancing speaking and listening effectively. Buoyancy helps you stay afloat in an ocean of rejection, exemplified by Norman Hall, the last Fuller Brush salesman who persevered despite initially quitting 4 times in his first week. It consists of 3 components. Before engaging, use interrogative self-talk, "Will I succeed?" rather than declarative affirmations, as questions elicit better problem-solving strategies. During interactions, display positive emotions. Negotiators showing positivity are twice as likely to close deals. The ideal golden ratio is 3-to-1 positive to negative emotions. Anything beyond 11-to-1 becomes counterproductive. After rejection, maintain an optimistic explanatory style. Those who view setbacks as temporary, specific, and external sell 37% more than pessimists, with top optimists selling 88% more than their most pessimistic counterparts. Why do so many people fail to save for retirement? While we typically blame poor self-control, NYU psychologist Hal Hirschfield discovered a different problem: our fundamental disconnect from our future selves. When participants saw age-morphed images of themselves in virtual reality, they allocated more than twice as much money to retirement accounts. In today's information-rich environment, the value isn't in solving known problems. Buyers can often do that themselves. The real value comes from helping others identify problems they didn't realize they had. Researchers Getzels and Csikszentmihalyi demonstrated this at the School of Art Institute of Chicago, discovering that problem finders, who explored possibilities extensively before creating, produced more creative work and achieved greater professional success decades later than problem solvers who quickly executed obvious solutions. Effective framing provides clarity through meaningful contrasts, like when advertising executive Rosser Reeves transformed a blind beggar sign to read, "It is springtime and I am blind," immediately attracting donations by highlighting the stark contrast between the passers-by's reality and the beggar's. The traditional elevator pitch has evolved into 6 more effective successors suited for our information-saturated world. Today's pitches aim to start compelling conversations rather than secure immediate adoption. The one-word pitch demonstrates brutal simplicity yet remarkable effectiveness. Google owns search. MasterCard owns priceless. Questions often outperform statements when arguments are strong, compelling deeper processing, as with Reagan's 1980 campaign question, "Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?" Rhymes boost processing fluency, making content feel more accurate and truthful, exemplified by Johnny Cochran's, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." Email subject lines succeed through utility and curiosity. People open emails that affect their work or create moderate uncertainty. Pixar's storytelling success comes from a 6-sentence template combining narrative power with concision. Once upon a time, every day, one day, one day, because of that, that, because of that, until finally. When traditional remedies failed to reduce traffic deaths caused by reckless matatu drivers in Kenya, Georgetown economists devised an ingenious solution: stickers urging passengers to speak up against dangerous driving. This heckle and chide approach made passengers 3 times more likely to confront drivers, reducing insurance claims by nearly 2/3. Service transforms transactions into meaningful interactions. Israeli radiologist Yehonatan Turner proved this when radiologists shown patient photos alongside CT scans reported more empathy and found 80% more incidental findings than when reviewing the same scans without photos. Purpose drives better performance. Hospital handwashing signs emphasizing patient protection significantly outperformed those appealing to self-interest. Seth Godin categorizes transactions into 3 perspectives: I'm doing you a favor, you're doing me a favor, or this is a favorless transaction. The solution? Why not always act as if the other guy is doing the favor? This connects to attunement. Lowering your status enhances perspective taking and demonstrates that moving others most effectively requires humility and gratitude. We stand at a pivotal moment in the evolution of influence. Always Be Closing has given way to approaches based on genuine human connection. In today's information-rich world, where buyers are empowered, effective persuaders don't rely on slick pitches or aggressive tactics. They serve others, uncover hidden problems, and create meaningful value. The essential skills are perspective-taking, resilience, and clarity, rather than manipulation or pressure. When you approach persuasion as a fundamental human exchange, you transform transactions into relationships and objections into opportunities. Before every persuasive attempt, ask yourself, if the person agrees, will their life improve? And, when our interaction is over, will the world be a better place? If either answer is no, reconsider your approach. Moving others isn't just about achieving goals, it's about making the world better, one interaction at a time.